connect.
Destination. Am I still making the 2-6?
Yeah, you sound really good, actually.
Okay, I just crossed Orchard Lake, and there's the place we're looking for. I've been here before. Anyhow, I am at Orchard Lake and 12 at my destination, a little ahead of schedule.
Alrighty. Well, I had to drop out. My wife woke up with pain in her ear. She had a recent ear infection and did the whole antibiotic thing. And now it seems to be back. So I just dropped her off at urgent care and I'm getting some gas. So I just pulled into the gas station, gonna fuel up, and then go fetch her, and you enjoy breakfast.
Yikes, yeah, get that taken care of. All right, good luck, and we'll catch you a little later. W8FU.
K8BSI.
K8BB.
Hello.
Yo, yo.
I left early because of the traffic, and I'm here. looks like there's no problem with seating, but there's a lot of people making their way to the door, so I wonder if I should go procure a spot.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll have a black coffee. I'm just leaving. I had got Murphy's note this morning, and of course says, all right, I got an extra few minutes, so I went way past that. So I'll be 5 minutes late for no excuse other than who I am as a person, as the kids say.
Roger. Well, I think we're fine. I don't think it's, you can't really tell. I can only see a couple of tables where I'm sitting. I think I've been here. I'm pretty sure. I was here once before. This isn't my part of town, you know.
Yeah, well, I assume that Mark can just walk up there. What's the name of it again? I know roughly where it is.
Scramblers.
That's right, okay. All good.
In fact, for all I know, Mark's here. But, I can't see all the cars in the parking lot. You could tell for sure. All right, Don, I'm going to shoot in and get us a table. Make sure that there's no issue. I don't think there will be, but I don't really know. I'll catch you in a few when you get here. W8FU.
Good morning. How's mom? How's the dog?
About the same as yesterday. She's doing okay. I think she'll be here another day.
Alrighty. I am en route. I am downtown Holt.
Roger, I'm set. I'm just trying to bust up some of the styrofoam and put it in the recycle bin.
Yeah, when I get cardboard overload, I run over to MSU to the Cross from the Salvagers. They got that recycle center. Take all my plastic and cardboard and stuff over there. My wife notoriously knows how to fill the trash can up every single week.
Roger, I know about that one.
Somebody put an Iron Indian right in the turn lane. I have to sit at a red light and wait for it to turn green so I can turn right. Alrighty. Turning on Orchard.
Ooh, and it's a Jack's car wash too. Yay!
CQ from W8ZIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
OSD Marysville listing.
WOT.
Right, Forge, can you have that 14? Come on back now, you hear? All right, then.
W8CPD. W8CPD.
Hey, W Mobile.
Hey, WOT. Did you find anything?
Well, I just retuned the cans and did it a little bit differently. And then after I got them tuned, I fired up another repeater exactly like the one that we're using up there. I turned it all the way down to low power. And then I put my watt meter in line, and I tuned the cans till it had the best match. And then I put it back on this service monitor, and I moved the notches over so it's got a perfectly good match going in, perfectly good match going out, and the notches are functional, so I don't know. Just hook it up and find out.
I'll be standing by if you need anything.
All right.
WBAP monitoring.
Kilowatt Echo 8, Mike Charlie Hotel, monitoring.
This is KD8OSD, also monitoring in Marysville. Name is Charlie.
IBP, KA8TPQ, on 442525. KB8IBP, KB8IBP, KA8TPQ.
WSAB312, sign Danville, 575. I heard a transmission, but it's just all static. I'm not sure if you can hear me at all. WSAB312, trying Danville, 575. All I'm getting is static. I appreciate the connection attempts, but I'm just getting static on the receiving. I'm out of Bath, Michigan, transmitting on 25 watts, so probably not making it very far.
Hey, W.
Yes, I can.
KBD, that's net control.
Roger that, thank you. KBD1, infection ALP.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. I'm back in there. Anyone else? Misconception AR PLC, please call. Check in and participate. And that is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only.
purpose of this letter is to provide a weekly citywide exchange of information and ideas concerning North Common, Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Sky One. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in EarthNet. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. From the PNAC group, I have the following stations listed. NASDE, WDU-USA, N8ODU, W8UHW, and KC8YDF. Those stations need not check in again. Stations for that, please call now.
Here is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Good afternoon, no traffic, over.
Good afternoon, Charlie. You got a good signal. Next check-in, please.
K-8-D-O-N or K-J-B-D?
Can you place a general net call, please?
Well, Roger Week, this is K-J-B-D assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Repeat. Anyone wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. K-E-8-D-O-N, K-J-B-D, nothing heard.
Nothing heard here either. We'll start off with what we got there. Everybody, I hope you've been staying dry with the weather we've had this past few days here. You might see here we've got a few things going on this week. Kind of a light week from the state perspective, but that happens as well as it is a month ago. Okay, I've got a couple things going on. During the morning, there is an Oxcom Action Team meeting. That is the name of the national work group for Oxcom. So we have a work group at the state level. There is also a national work group. And for some reason, the federal government has decided to call those action. Later in the evening, I'll be getting together with the planning team, and we are going to continue working on the fall exercise. That is the calendar for it. Should be a lot of fun. Some neat ideas came out last week, and we're going to put the plan together. We will get the plan out to you by the month prior to the exercise, but that should be about the second week.
That's about it. Back to that, NASDE. Well, the good news of that is that the end must be getting to be in sight, so that's hopefully that'll be the case shortly there. Thanks if you're able to get in on the PSO party, and that worked out well.
Did work out of the Monroe County EOC quite successfully, and That explains why I didn't hear you on DMR. I've got to get statewide 1 and 2 in DMR programming software, so that brings up the point that I got to see you explain why you weren't there. But let's see, other than that, I hear all stations at least readable, or better, with some fading. And it was nice to participate in the Fermi exercise. Other than that, I guess that's about all I got to report. Doggone solar storms, I don't know, Max, my business. But even with all of that solar activity, I haven't heard a peep out of 6 meters. Oh, well. KAG1, thanks for doing it. I guess District 6 has it next week, so I suspect I'll be in the hot seat. KAG1, WDUSA, over. I guess I say it. Over.
Okay, Roger, thank you. Joe, thank you. Yeah, most of that was light. I did catch that you were following up on the exercise. And, yeah, as far as DMR goes, I mean, the availability and our inability to get to certain talkers, that's part of phase planning, so that's how we work through those things. And, yeah, so we'll see that, and we'll see you. We'll look forward to hearing you on the 27th if you're on the air with us. All right, let's go to NEDLB to be followed by WAUHW. Mr. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Worked a little bit of repeater site today. Got caught two traffic jams and one accident on the way home and almost didn't make it home for the net. Nothing worse than being less than a quarter mile from your house and having to make a five-mile detour because the roads are closed, but that's what I went through. But thanks for being that control. You guys take care, and I'll be listening here. 73-0, and NEDLB.
All right, Mike, well, thank you for that. Geez, yeah, taking a long way home, quite literally there. Glad you made it home safely, though, and we were able to join us. We thank you for riding along and providing the remote services for the net here as well. There are people who would not be able to join us if not for your efforts, so yeah, it's greatly appreciated. Next up, we've got Whiskey A, Uniform Hotel Whiskey, and we followed by KCAYDF. I believe the name is Steve. Good afternoon, and your comments for the night, sir.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Steve, and Steve. So, yeah, I guess like Dave, my activity this weekend was in the North American QSO party. I heard Dave on a few times. He was apparently quicker on the ski than I was. I heard him jump in. A little quicker than I was, so that was fun. Anyway, that's about the extent of my amateur radio activity. That's a good opportunity to test the current capabilities of my station here, so I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for running that, guys, and I'll turn it back.
All right, Steve, WUHW, KUUPY, and this can section up the FCM. Well, appreciate you joining us, and come on back. I don't do a lot of contesting myself. I have done a Michigan QSL party, or at least helped in it a couple of times, and it's fun, and it's great exercise in terms of stressing your ability to follow traffic and jump in and get things done. So it can be enjoyable. Let's go to YDF and then to W8AXP. Mr. Ron, how's everything going on?
Good evening, Max. Everyone on the net. Hopefully the link's coming in fine here. Dropped for a second on Saginaw link, but I'm on the Bay City link out there now, so hopefully I'm coming in okay. Only thing coming up, Thursday is our next Aries training. We will be doing our welcome back since we give them July off. We're back in August here. This is kind of our fun event for the year. This is our picnic and movie night. We provide hot dogs and buns and condiments and that for everybody, and then everybody else that wants to come bring a dish to pass. So we have dinner first, and then we do a movie after. We try and pick some sort of self-preparedness, emergency, some sort of related to the Aries type of events, something like that to do this year. We're doing a little variance this year. For the last several years, everybody's wanted to watch the movie Airplane. So they went out, so that's what we're going to watch this year. So we'll do a fun event. September, we'll be out at our 911 center and the conference room there. We'll be doing our training from there, going over our communications room there before the SET, so hopefully we'll have a little preliminary information, be able to get out to everybody about what's going on. That'll come up the fourth Thursday of September, so that's where we'll be at there. So back over to you, Max. Thanks for doing it at KCHYVF.
Well, don't call me Shirley.
I'm in Emily City. Name is Rick, and I don't know, I'm just an in and out. I just scanned in real quick, and I heard you in there, and you was really rock solid. Now you're not so rock solid to me. I'll get out of your hair. That's about all I can say. This is NHGYU. KABB.
Yo Yo, W8FU.
Who are you calling a Yo Yo? Finally leaving the office. Long day.
I guess, but, well, I suppose that puts some potential good stuff in play. That's good, I guess. We had all that work to do.
Yeah, it makes up for the occasional Tuesday morning. I can sleep in till 9 and drink coffee till noon and do a crossword puzzle. It's been, you got those days, and then you got the work 8 hours on a Sunday day. So that's fine. It's all good.
Well, I had every intention of coming home and doing this, and I ended up doing that. And, so here I sit. I mean, I got some stuff done, but for the most part, laundry was the big one. God, I needed to do laundry today. Today's not over, but still.
Yeah, that's one of those things that can get away from you if you're not, if you don't keep up on it. You're a little light into the system. I'd give you about an 80%. Kind of come and go just a little, stay just a little bit. It's not bad, it's copyable, but it's solid, it's a little light.
I shall switch to a radio.
We're loud and clear.
Yeah, I was putzing around with that little HT I was telling you about. I was trying to see how would you do DTMF without a keypad. I've got a Yaesu that's the same way. It's not a bad little radio, but no DTMF pad, which I need. And so I was checking out this little ICOM. And it's not bad. They implement it on the fly pretty well. You know, it's not as easy as just, you know, keying up and hitting a DTMF keypad, but it's not horrible.
Okay. I will say, too, that the audio was a little light on that one, which doesn't improve the signal-to-noise ratio. You know what I mean. Audio level to signal-noise ratio when it's a little light. But I know that can be a work in progress. But anyway, yeah, so how would you do it? Would you have to, like, pre-program something in a menu, or... Is there an app for that, I guess, for lack of a better word?
I'm sorry, to do what? To do the DTMF? What did I brain fart on there?
Yeah, to transmit DTMF tones if you need to for note control or something else.
Okay, yeah, app threw me for a loop. It's just a function of the radio. You press a key, and one of the choices is DTMFTX, and direct input. And then you have to, you know, use the top knob to roll to the character you want, then hit the arrow over, and then the next character and the arrow over, and then you hit transmit, whatever you put in. So it's not convenient. And then you can store memory. So if you had a node and you were frequently, you know, doing certain things like disconnecting, you could put those in the memory. So you could just roll to one and hit it. So, you know, it's basically DTMF memories or a quick keypad or queue you could load up and send on the fly, but it's still, you know, character, you know, roll the knob to the character, move the cursor over, roll the knob to the character, move the cursor over. It's somewhat painful in that regard.
Okay, I get that. It's funny, the built-in memory CW key here in the 7700 programmed the same way. You know, you don't just hit record and record in, you know, send your paddle and it records what you want. You to go to the menu and, yeah, you dial the VFO to get the thing, and then you got to hit the arrow and get to the next thing. And the counterintuitive part is you don't get a number. If you're in a space and you want to put the number in, you roll the VFO all back and forth, you get all the letters and some characters, but there's no numbers. You have to go to the front panel, you know, number pad and hit the 8, and then it inserts it. Yeah, it's just a little quirky. One of the few things I actually had to go to the manual to figure out, but I want you to do it a couple times. But, yeah, well, it gives you more functions with fewer controls, and there's something for that.
Sorry about that. Had to tend to some. Yep. You know, I'd like to. I got a ton of handhelds, and I don't hardly use any of them except for my work one. And I should just round them all up, dump them all, and just try to find one. I wish there was one. You know, the ones we were talking about earlier. Those were great radios. I liked them in almost every way. I loved my old TH-78. That was a great radio. And had a keypad that was hidden behind a sliding cover, and you know, so you didn't have to have it out there, you know, all the time to get bumped. And it was a dual band, dual watch, and all that good stuff. I don't know if it could do VV and UU. I think that was just before VV UU came out, because I find that very useful, where you can have dual U or dual V on a dual bander, because I rarely use VHF, but I'm frequently two different things for UHF. So if I could find a really nice, you know, one that's dual band, dual watch, which, you know, then that would be good. But, you know, a nice keypad. One handheld to rule them all and just get rid of everything else. I don't need any digital modes. I mean, if it came with one, whatever. You know, but I wouldn't buy it for that reason.
I do well remember the TH-77 and the 78 and the... I have a W2A when I listed for sale a few times without any bites. I guess I need to find the right price and get that listed correctly. It was a good radio. I had two new batteries for it and found a microphone and a charger cord and all that stuff. Spent more than what the thing is worth cumulatively on the market. So, oh well. It was a rent, I guess. But, yeah, you know, in the 3280 I use all the time, but it doesn't do much, but what it does pretty darn well. With the exception of the internal speaker, and then I think, you know, came the diaphragm and came delaminated or something, so it sounds terrible. You know, it's kind of raspy and tinny and needs to be opened up and probably have the internal speaker repaired or replaced. That is an issue on that one, but the external speaker mic sounds fine, so just use it that way.
You and your IC32.
Yeah, it is a relic. But it's a good radio, it works. Well, anyway, I'm about 5 minutes from home, and I have not had much of a lunch, just snacks at the office, which is bad, 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 bad. I'm going to fix myself a cocktail or pour myself a glass of something and see you what's for dinner. I will catch you anon. W8FU, KBD.
Yeah, sorry about that pause there. I had to attend to something. But, okay, yeah, I'm going to do the same 624 here. I'm going to figure out what, if anything, we're doing for Chow Futsky. I think this Ozempic might finally be having an effect on me. You know, I had that breakfast this morning, and I'm just not hungry. So I don't know if that Ozempic's finally starting to have an effect, which is one of the things it's supposed to do. That's not why I take it, but I hear that's one of the beneficial side effects for us fatties with diabetes. So, but I still got to figure out what I'm going to do, because if I don't, then I'm going to regret it, and then I'll eat something really bad and then, you know, close to bedtime, which is worse. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit. W8FU. to be an NSC. Nick, let me just jump in and say hi real quick, and I'm going to tend into figuring out what's for dinner here. I just noticed it's already 6:30, but how you doing?
Yeah, I just heard the end of your conversation there. I just left the grocery store myself doing the same thing, but wanted to say that OZEP is a great one, and yes, it's exactly what it'll do. It'll suppress you a little bit, but for us, with fatty issues, it's a good one to hold off.
Yeah, I was already on another one, Trulicity, once a week injectable, and I asked that my last doctor's appointment, said, can you switch me over to this Ozempic? And they said, yep, no problem. And I think it's cheaper, and, you know, and not for me, it doesn't matter. It's all the same price for me, but I think it's cheaper, you know, so I don't know why they didn't recommend that. And I like the, kit is a lot better. With the one pen and the replaceable needles, you know, with the Trulicity, I had a pen for every injection. And so every injection, they had to refrigerate them all, and I get 3 months worth, so I'd have to have these, you know, boxes stacked up in the refrigerator, you know, and for one pen every Saturday, and then I have to dispose of one every week. And this one here, you know, it's you get a month's worth in a single pen, and real small and compact. So I kind of like it better in that regard, if nothing else. And if it does everything that Trulicity does, plus, you know, suppress my appetite and give me some weight loss benefits, hey, that's a big win. But anyhow, let me jump out of here. I don't know where you're at. You might comment. You were real solid when you first came in, and there was some picket fencing during that last one, but I caught everything. So I'm taking it you're running around St. Clair there.
Yeah, all good. It'll be just back in the driveway at the house. So, you know, I ran to the grocery store and back in the driveway. But, yeah, we'll do that combo the next time around. So, get yourself something. 373, we'll catch you. It'll be at NFC.
Okay, real good. Real good. Catch you later. WNFU. W8FSM, W8FU.
WOT.
Oh, I'm supposed to use a call sign, ain't I? I don't know which one to use.
Play, Jack, come on.
Well, I got a few. I can be KD8IFI.
Wind up with more than one call sign.
How about KE8NUD? How did I end up with more than one call sign? It's actually fairly easy. I just applied for a couple of club call signs because every D-Star repeater has to have a unique ID. So I couldn't use my call sign on them. Kind of makes sense, so you can't put two digital repeaters underneath the same call sign and link them to each other when they use the call signs as what in the hell is the word I'm looking for? Oh well. My brain is fried today. I'm sorry.